Yeah, well, especially today, the strength and depth, you know, was shown, because we had four players from our regular panel missing for various reasons, two injured and two away with work commitments, and we also had two others pull out last night. So we had to pull in one or two boys there last night to come in, and, you know, they made up the squad for us, and we're grateful for that. But, you know, it showed the strength that we have in the squad, that we can play without six players missing and still get a result against a very, very tough Roscommon side.
Yeah, 2-1 was the final score. Now tell us about the goals, Matthew Byrne and Anthony Doherty, with the goals for you.
Yeah, we went ahead early on, about 13 minutes. Matthew advanced down on the left-hand side, and the Roscommon defence backed off, and he just unleashed a powerful left-foot shot across the keeper right into the bottom corner. It's a superb finish. And then we had another decent chance in the free, one close with a volley. And really, apart from that, you know, there wasn't much in the first half. Roscommon were playing direct, and they were looking to, you know, play off the front two and pinned us back, and were dangerous from set pieces and corners and free kicks. But, you know, it was 1-0 at half-time. They glazed after about the hour mark. But then we changed things around a wee bit and pushed Anthony Doherty up front, and they came up with the goods. Latched on to a Brendan McLaughlin pass and superb finish into the corner. Roscommon came at us hard at the end, but we stood firm.
Yeah. When it went to 1-1, Dermot, and you had to change things about, given that you were missing, what, six players, was it starting to maybe worry at that stage, or were you confident with where you were at 1-1 that you could still go one this time?
No, it was very much in the balance at 1-1. While Roscommon maybe weren't creating a lot of chances, they were coming more into the game. And we struggled to get our fluid passing game going. It just didn't happen for us today for a lot of players over the pitch. But we showed great character, I seen, and we dug deep. And on one of the breaks forward, you know, we scored the crucial goal. And at the end of the day, you know, you'll take 1 and 2-1 in a quarter final any day.
Yeah, well, over an overall picture of things, then, was the 2-1-1 deserved, Dermot?
Yeah, I feel we were the better team overall. We had other chances in the second half. Terence Doherty had a good chance just wide. Matthew Henry had another chance over the bar. Anthony Doherty had a chance before he scored. So on chances alone, we probably created five or six good chances where we limited Roscommon maybe to one or two, you know.
Yeah, exciting time once again, heading to the semi-finals of the competition. When's that semi-final going to be played, Dermot? Who's the potential opposition in the last four for you?
To be honest, I don't even know, actually, because I never looked that far ahead. I don't know how the other games went, or even when they were scheduled for. I know the draw is not made, but it should be made at junior council in the next meeting within the next week or 10 days. So we'll await the draw with interest.
Yeah, and this is a really tough competition, as you know, Dermot. To try and get to the finals is a difficult thing, and then to win it as well. But off the back of this performance, is there some improvement required? Do you feel if you are going to knock on again in the competition?
Well, myself and Paul Higgery, actually, we spoke to the players. You must have been eavesdropping, because we told them that performance that they wouldn't be good enough, you know, in a semi-final. We're not even looking at a final yet. We're in the semi-final, and, you know, it's performance now. You're out. It's as simple as that. You've got to perform, get your results, try and move on to the next game. But on our performance today, it certainly wouldn't be good enough in the semi-final, no matter who we play.
Yeah, well, listen, you're into the last four, and you've got a lot of preparation work to do now between now and then. But many congratulations to you and Paul and the rest of the boys for that one today, Dermot.
Can I just add, Oisín, as well, it's been a fantastic double for Irish own football, because Paul Doherty, say, down in Wexford, recorded a 2-0 victory in Ferry Carrick Park. Goals from Bart Wazalowski and Adam Duffy. So they're also into the under-18 youth semi-final, so it's been a fantastic double for us.
Oh, it certainly has. Well done to them as well, and to the semi-final stage.